prepared her for the brutal hunger, the need filling her mind and body until she wanted to scream. Nothing helped. She'd tried. Toys, fingers. She'd given up, sobbing, standing under the cold of the shower until she realized that wouldn't help. Nothing would help. And it was far worse for Gatita. She found herself on her hands and knees, breathing as deeply as possible to ease the pain of the shifting. Her skull hurt, feeling too tight. Her jaw, her toes and fingers, every muscle and joint. Still the pain helped her forget, for that one terrible moment, the relentless hunger swamping her. Shifting only took seconds now that she'd practiced, but those seconds were excruciating. Then her leopard was there, sleek, agile and beautiful. She was on the smaller side, her fur thick with so many black rosettes that one appeared to touch another from her head to the top of her tail. Her coat looked black, with traces of thin, gleaming golden rings appearing to streak around the black. All leopard patterns were unique, but Sonia was a little vain about her cat's fur. She thought Gatita was beautiful, and her fur different and rare. Of course, that meant she had to be more protective than ever. There had been no time to gather clothes and shove them into the pack to put around Gatita's neck, so she knew she would have to get the leopard to return to the blind where she'd set up the small mattress for the cat to rest on after her run. She urged the leopard back into the swamp, whispering encouragement. "Run it off, pequeño Gatita, for both of us. Run it off." Gatita had never been in heat before. Sonia knew it could last a week or even a few days longer than that. It was going to be hell for both of them. She'd known she'd have to face the female's heat sometime, but she hadn't thought about the possibility that what her leopard felt she would feel. Letting Gatita run free was a little on the dangerous side. As a rule, Sonia knew she had no trouble controlling her, but right now she could barely control herself. Every cell in her body demanded she find a man. Any man would do at this point. She had taken time off work, avoided town, and wished she'd thought to board up her home with steel plates on the windows and doors so neither of them could escape. Letting the leopard run in the swamp was better than both suffering and tearing up the house she was working so hard to restore. Gatita ran through the swamp, leaping over rotting tree trunks covered with moss. The fog had begun to drift in, fingers of mist creeping through the trees, adding to the mystery and beauty of the land. An owl screeched as it missed its prey. The two alligators continued to bellow and posture. Sonia, hidden deep in the leopard, cautioned her to stay away from the water's edge. The big bull alligator would defend his territory. He was nearly 13 feet long and up to any challenge from an upstart coming into his world. The male had 12 females in his 3-mile range, and he wasn't going to give even one of them up. Her leopard didn't need to be food for any of them, especially when the male was so aggressive. The little female placed her paws delicately on the damp leaves and vegetation making up the swamp floor. Leaping effortlessly over the termites eating the rotting trunks, she landed in absolute silence. Sonia admired the way Gatita could be so utterly quiet as she moved through brush and trees so fast. She'd constructed the blind as close to the middle of the swamp that she called her own as possible, giving the leopard as much of a territory as she could. Her property included a good 40 acres of land, mostly swamp no one wanted, and was ideal for her. She had the road to the front of her property, swamp to the back of her property, fanning out to meet the edges of 2 other properties, one just swampland and one her neighbor, a huge piece of property that seemingly had endless acres of swamp. That gave her leopard a good-sized territory to roam. Gatita rubbed her head and body everywhere, all over the trees and bushes. She scent-marked and called loudly for a mate. There was nothing Sonia could do about that. She knew the sound would travel for miles, but she couldn't force the heat-driven cat to stop vocalizing her need. Abruptly, Gatita halted and then lifted her muzzle into the air. Every whisker reported back to her, a radar telling her everything about the neighborhood. Who was in it?